Let's open our Bibles, fifth chapter of Galatians, and thanking the Lord that tonight we're going to launch into the wondrous fruit of the Spirit. And brothers and sisters, this is the true evidence, and I'm thankful. And you talk about a standing, and a state of euphoria, of the excitement of love. And this is what this fruit is and the evidence of it. But these are the vessels that abound in this that are truly the vessels that add to the usefulness of the husband. I'm grateful to God in that. I'm thankful and always I marvel how and what his grace can do with the likes of us, brothers and sisters, that we can even, you know, just worship him here a moment ago, that we know that name, that we call on that name, that is the name above all names. We know that it is, but what means something is it is to me and that it is to you. And thank you, Jesus, that you've touched us with that grace, that again, you had to open the heart for us to praise that beautiful name. But what a praise to the glory of his grace, brothers and sisters, we can be. And it's a feasting as this fruit is produced in our lives. It's a feasting to the Godhead. It's the pleasure of the Father to produce good fruit in us. And I'm so thankful to the Lord that it all comes through the vine. I'm so thankful it's all because of Christ in us and us in Christ. And I'm thankful that it is Christ and how we can grow up into that life that lives in us. And that life growing up is all pleasing to the Father because that's the life of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine to grow into all the fullness of God? Praise God. It's there. Praise God that that's the seed that remaineth. Praise God that it's the life of Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise his name. But brothers and sisters, that life that yields to this completely and only surrenders to grace. And it's all by grace that we are enabled to walk in the Spirit. As we begin tonight, and it was precious because a sister sent this verse to me this morning, and it was the first verse we were going to start off with tonight, and it happens to be in 2 Peter. I'd like to start reading from 2 Peter, the first chapter, in verse 4, and it says, actually, let's start reading from verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. I love how that just is so matter of fact. Grace and peace, and praise the Lord. There isn't anything better than grace and peace, but it's coming through one place, and that's preciously through God and our Savior, praise God, Jesus Christ. According as his divine power, think of this, his divine power has given us unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. And those are the only things that you want to be about anyways. And again, how is this? Through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And here's where I want to emphasize. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these exceeding great and precious promises, and we're going to read of the fruit, which is part of those exceeding great and precious promises, that ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through the lust. See, as we've been rejoicing, we are not as they that practice or do those things. See, we've escaped that because of the new birth, because of the new man. That is not us. But brothers and sisters, what we're rejoicing in tonight is that by these exceeding great and precious promises, ye might, be partakers of the divine nature. And that word might means to arise, to just come forth, praise God. It's the life that lives in us. It's time to be who we really are in Christ. Amen? Praise God. And how does that happen? How do we get up? How did the prophet get up as he was murmuring under that tree? He fed, he ate, and he was strengthened, and he arose. And praise be to God, that's what we're doing tonight again and again, is feasting upon the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, grace upon grace. So let's go ahead back to the fifth chapter of Galatians. and begin reading from verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. You talk about freedom. Isn't that awesome? Praise God, when we're abounding in that wondrous grace, we're walking in spirit, and praise God, we're walking in bold steps all throughout the land that we've inherited. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. So again, as mentioned last week, I want us to bring to mind the lusts of the flesh was a big long list. It was this and this and this, the attacks. But tonight what jumps out, and I really believe it just jumps right off the page, but the fruit of the Spirit is. It's the oneness, brothers and sisters. This Spirit, praise God, is one. That Godhead, there's three entities, but it is one. Praise His name. And when a life walks in the Spirit, brothers and sisters, it's not going to be just one or two of these attributes of the fruit. You've got it all. A lot of people think in a lot of ways, well, I've got this and this, and I've got to work on that. Spirit don't work that way. Praise God. When you have that precious fruit, you've got it all. It's all there, brothers and sisters. Sure, there may be one part or two parts more magnified at one time than the other, but the completeness of the Spirit is always present. See, God is a God of all, and I'm so thankful. We've been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It's not a piecemeal thing. We have it. Praise God. That life, it lives in us. Hallelujah. The seed that remaineth, we are children, and praise God, children of the King. We're heirs. And as it says very clearly, as we read in 4:1, we're lords of all. We're just little by God's grace when we're born of God. But if we remain that way, we'll act no different than the servant. But praise be to God, if we'll grow up into this, can you imagine? It's a kingdom that no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor has entered into the thought or hearts of men, what God has prepared for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just because of His love that's caused us to love Him. Now, it's just incredible what we've got here, brothers and sisters, and I'm thankful to God that we are encouraged to come on a Wednesday night, not in any duty, but my goodness, what a privilege to hear of our inheritance. Of our champion. Praise the Lord. This is the reality of it all. My goodness, we work every day because God said, you know what? You occupy till I come. He's got something that we do each day. And I don't know what that role is, but I'm so thankful to God. Whatever it is, you do heartily unto God. It's all unto Him. And praise the Lord, it's a testimony. But this, praise God, is the mining. This is the much the more. This is what He calls us to come and feast, to grow up into this wonderful, wonderful life, hallelujah, that lives in us, to grow up into Him in all things. Now, these are manifold blessings of God, brothers and sisters. This wonderful fruit with its nine folds, it's a wonderful thing. I appreciate how Brother Schofield, he calls them nine graces. I love that. It's wonderful, and they are, but they're one. Hallelujah. It's one. It's one fruit. And it's always one in Christ, and it's always one in the unity of the Spirit. See, lots of people think, well, I'm lacking this and I'm lacking that. You're lacking nothing. You're lacking faith. Do you understand that? It's there. Praise God. It's just you need the Holy Spirit to take the things of Christ, and you've got them, and show them unto you. Show you what you have. Grow you up into who you are and what you are and how equipped and how fully able the life of Christ that lives in you is. It's amazing how faith, praise God, opens up that door and that brightness and that light and that power. Hallelujah. The Pentecostal power. It is the power of the Holy Ghost that brings these things to light. He takes the love of God and He sheds it abroad in our heart. And in that love, brothers and sisters, we begin to believe and understand and have the eyes of our understanding enlightened to how much we have in Christ. And we're just touching the surface. We haven't seen nothing yet. Because we really can't even see nothing yet until I have a glorified body like unto His own. Hallelujah. But what we see, how wonderful, yea, the deep things of God by his Spirit. But maybe one of the best examples of this, and I think in nature, and I was drawn to it a few years back, and there's so many types that comes out of this, but one of the best examples of this one fruit with its many graces is our light. And what I mean by that is I'm talking about the light that we see like right now, the white light, the clear light, the brightest light, the transparent light. The light that we see, that's the light that we're looking through right now that lights up this room. It's white, it's clear, it's reflected. And that light, believe it or not, as white and as clear and as transparent as it is, can't exist without all colors. Every color that there is in the spectrum has to be included to make this clear light that we're looking through. I mean, it's mind-boggling. I don't see color out there. I only see the color reflected off. That's exactly it. Clear light has all the colors. It's incredible. And that's just something God has opened up that we can see. And of the spectrum of light, and I know that there's Brother Dan back there has really researched this, and I appreciated that testimony that he gave some time ago now. But how incredible light is. And again, that's just the little light that we understand about. Brother Scott brought me this thing about the spectrum of light and all the how incredible, at least that we know it is, and we can only enjoy with our eyes and senses, I think, about 1% of it. And that's of the 100% that we know, which is nothing to what God has. What's to come? Oh, my goodness. And we always thought, well, after 30 minutes maybe 30 years, 300 years, heaven's going to, you hadn't seen nothing yet in the ages to come. Praise his name in that wonderful glory and grace. But brothers and sisters, see, not one of the colors can be omitted, and that's this fruit. When we have the light, when we have the fruit, we've got it all. You've got all the colors. Praise God, you've got all the graces. It's all there. There's nothing lacking. And that's why a lot of times when the enemy, and again, it's because we're not knowledgeable in the Word of God. That stumbles us all the time. We need to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And here's the knowledge of our Lord and Savior. This is it. This is this wonderful word. And we need to grow up into it in all things and into him, which is the word of God, in all things. Now, in that, brothers and sisters, that's where we see that, again, this completeness, that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, that we are not lacking anything, that we are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. It's all there. That life is so complete. And where I was going with that is when we don't really understand the word, when we hear the word and it's not rightfully divided, what happens in our life, brothers and sisters, is there becomes gaps in our faith. And we think that there's something lacking, and the only way that it's not going to be lacking anymore is I have to do something in order to make up for that. Do you understand what I'm saying? It comes back to the works of the flesh because we don't want to rely on the Word. We don't want to get into the Word and understand and know the Word and understand that when Jesus Christ came to live in us, that's exactly what he did, and that's exactly the life that we have, and that life is blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. It's all there. Praise God. He would that all men be saved. That was even the purpose for the sinner. And then, after salvation, come unto the knowledge and the full knowledge, the exact, the complete, the intimate knowledge of the truth. How amazing. That's God's purpose. That's God's plan. Well, I'm going to tell you something. That means he's not missing a beat. He didn't miss a thing. We are fully equipped to achieve that by grace. Hallelujah. And that's what's so exciting, brothers and sisters, is we don't have to get down. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us. And it is about now. It's not about yesterday. It's not about all the years prior to that. It is about now. Praise his name. And this is what we have tonight is now, and to grow now into loving his appearing. So, brothers and sisters, in the beauty of the oneness in Christ, I want to launch out tonight, and let's go into the first of these nine graces, which is love. And we rejoice over and over, and I've mentioned it earlier tonight, how we rejoice in love, and especially the one who takes the love and sheds the love of God abroad in our heart, and that's the Holy Ghost. And we understand, as we've read this precious chapter, Galatians, is that faith which works by love. See, without faith, brothers and sisters, there's not going to be any effectual working power. And the only way that faith works is love. We have to see and receive and know that Jesus loves us. That's why we believe in Him. That's why we believe the Word more and more, is because you're growing up in the love of God. You're growing up not in necessarily your love for Him. That will come along with it. You're realizing His love for you. You're realizing that that love is truly unconditional, that there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God. I love that. But that's just the beginning. That's just the wondrous beginning. And I can even understand that a little bit better as a daddy. I have two boys, and I love them dearly. And you know what? I believe by God's grace, nothing separating that me from loving them. And they're ornery. They can do some horrible things. They can hurt your heart like nobody else. You can tell them one thing, they'll be nodding like this, and 2 seconds later, they're doing exactly what you told them not to do. And they'll do it time and time and time again. They'll be ornery, and they'll be ornery to mom and all these things. But the love never stops. And again, that's just the beginning of the love of God. How wondrous, if that would have just been it, how amazing knowing, oh wretched man that I am. But again, you hadn't seen nothing yet, son. I love you so much. This is what I have for you. I got bridal love in mind for you. I got a marriage in mind, and I want you to be my wife. Oh, my goodness. And I've just been stuck over here time and time again because of unbelief. Does He love me? Did He love me enough? I hope I can merit something to help have Him love me again or love me more. His love never changes. It never changes. It never alters. It's passion. Passion, passion, passion. It never stops. He loves you so that He's going to deal with you as a son. And He's going to encourage you as a son. And He's going to raise you up every time you start to falter a little bit. Hallelujah. He lets you know that you're on the rock that's higher than you. Praise God. He's the one that's for you. And He gets you to rise up. And praise God, He's going to prove His faithfulness in you. You're going to rise up. Praise the Lord. You're going to be challenged, and you're going to be challenged even more so than you were the last time. He's going to show off His faithfulness, His grace, His love, His mercy, that we are more than conquerors through Christ. Amen? See, that's why we can get excited. I'm not bashful for the work of the Lord in my life. I'm grateful to God how mighty it is. He is the keeping power. I have no confidence in the flesh. I'm so thankful. I was rejoicing this week, and I believe it's coming out some way on Sunday. You know, the Lord's kept me from a lot of things in my life. I'm so thankful, and I've heard people being thankful about some different things, but I see them get prideful too. I can stand before you tonight, and I can tell you I've never smoked, I've never taken a drug, and I haven't been drunk. But if I rely on that at all, of anything, of any goodness to God, what a failure, what dung it would be. Do we get that? I thank Him for it, but I hang no merit in it. It did nothing for me in light of glory, except glory to God. Do we get that? I love that wonderful sister. Well, my goodness, she's been forgiven much, so she must love much. Hallelujah. How simple. Do you read the Word of God? That's what I want to rejoice in. And you know what? I know just as much was forgiven in this life as it was in the person that was trashed out on drugs or whatever it was that gave their heart to God. Because our sin all put Him on that cross, because we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. We were dead, and now Christ liveth in me. That's why there's no difference. Isn't that wonderful? I'm so thankful. guilty just as any guilty person. Paul said he was the chief of sinners. I'm saying in Christ, nope, you don't have anything on me, Paul. I have that same spirit. I'm the chief of sinner too. Hallelujah. It's the truth. And I'm so thankful to God for that. I know those tents of Kedar because of grace. And I know the curtains of Solomon because of grace. Praise God. So it is an exciting walk, brothers and sisters, and let's give God the glory in it. But now, with this faith that we know that works by love, and with this faith we know that without it there's no effectual working power, and without that love that causes faith, we wouldn't have enlightened eyes to see and know all the dimensions of the love of Christ that we read about in Ephesians 3. So without love that gives us faith, our vision is going to perish. That run that we thought we were running so well is going to just fade away. We sprint it out on the track. I've seen people do that before. It's kind of funny to watch. You know, they got a big long race and, you know, they go out hard and, I don't know, 5-10 miles or whatever. And they went hard for about 300 yards and they're sitting over there grabbing their side and it's aching. This is a marathon of marathons. Let me tell you something. There's a pace and it's the love pace and it's going to be at his pace. And he's the one that's going to increase our strides as we go along. But brothers and sisters, it's his love, and his love is his grace. His love is his grace. And that is unmerited, it's undeserved, it's unending. And maybe most of all, how incredible, it surpasses anything that we could ever conceive, because he's provided and empowered in us Christ in us, to grow up. And in the ages to come, what he sees for that life is his glorious wife, his bride. And I'm so thankful that that wondrous grace is there. That power, that wonderful love is encouraging and growing us up all the time because it's God's love. Now I want to talk about what God's love is so we can, you know, get back and think about these things. And we're going to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Maybe for some, the last time it was read was at your wedding. And we're going to read it tonight. We're going to start reading from the 4th verse of the 13th chapter. And let's read about this wondrous love of God. Let's read about its attributes. And again, this is just like the fruit. It's all there. It's not in bits and pieces, brothers and sisters. The love of God has all of this. And praise God, you've got this. Believe him. You have this. Charity, love, suffers long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity vaunts not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. The love of God bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Charity never fails. Now that's some awesome stuff. And I'm so thankful tonight that I believe that we can solemnly come and say, Lord, search my heart. Does this love reign? And this love is this love, brothers and sisters. It's not like you're sitting there saying, well, you know, I got 2 out of 3. I got 4 out of 5. Well, that is the evidence that it's not the love of God. Now, follow me on this, and I want you to understand this. Again, we have it all in Christ, and his love is so freely given to us that the times when we think that there's pieces lacking or there's gaps in the evidence of this love, it's not that its presence is lacking, because we can't be separated from the love of God. Did you know that? It can't separate from us. It's there. The problem is we're not yielding to it. And I really believe the problem with it is it comes down to the same thing every single time. Are we going to yield to the Spirit, or is it going to be flesh? Is it about you, or is it about love? Really, think about it. See, he wants to build this love in us, this love of Christ. Not what would Jesus do, but letting this life be. Willing and doing of his good pleasure. That's this life. But we have to yield to it, brothers and sisters. Grace empowers us to say, Lord, I want to surrender to this life. I want you to reign. Let this mind be in me. Let your mind, Lord, take over. Let it captivate every thought. Let you direct this ship. And praise the Lord, he gives us these things, not to say, okay, do I have this? Do I have this? Do I have this? It's, Lord, is there something I'm not yielding to in here? Am I suffering and long and being kind, but I'm kind of envying with something over here? Brothers and sisters, we want this consistent, complete love of God to be magnificent vessels to the praise and the honor to the glory of his grace. Hallelujah. I know that none of those attributes are of me at all. I can tell you that my love is short, that my love is not kind often, that my love envies, that my love does vaunt itself up and is puffed up, that my love will behave unseemly, it will seek what I want, that it will be provoked very quickly and thinks a lot of evil. See, I could go on and on and on, and that's your love too. You did need to come here tonight. But that's your love too. And you got to know this. And that goodness that you think you got, that's the most wicked thing. That's the most wicked thing that there could be. Knowing that this is the life that he so freely gave us. This is the love that he so freely gave. So brothers and sisters, when we're having that trial, where you know what? It's hard to be kind. Boy, that's the time to really pray. Say, Lord, because I know that that lives in me. And I know that that same love is the same love that endured the death of the cross. I know that that was the same love, hallelujah, that took those ones that were cursing and spitting upon him. See, from the very beginning, brothers and sisters, they doubted him. And yet, what did he do? He loved. And then as he went on, they ridiculed and beat him and did all of these different things to him. And what did he do? He loved more. And then they tore at his flesh. And all of the different things, they cursed him and all. And what did he do? He loved even more. To coming to a point where he loved so much that he again endured the death of the cross. And became sin for us who knew no sin. And not just did it out of duty, but he so gladly did it. It was the joy of his life. Because it was the joy that was set before him. The joy that he endured that cross. How wonderful. How loving. What a love story. And this again is this wonderful grace, this wonderful facet of the fruit that we've just launched into, love. This is the same love. See, he gives you that same love. He gives you his peace. He gives you his rest. It's not some one-off. It's not something that's kind of like it. It's his. Now, are we understanding a little bit more? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can. I can love through this situation. Not because I should love through this situation. I can through Christ. I'm strengthened through him. His life lives in me. It empowers me. Praise God. I am going by faith. I'm believing what the Word of God said. And it is that faith which worketh by love. Hallelujah. This is exciting stuff, brothers and sisters. When we stand back and we watch the love of God grow in our lives, when we're becoming people, not that we thought we could never be, people that we never knew who we could be. Hallelujah. That are the mighty men of God. But again, I believe that the greatest evidence of love, brothers and sisters, time and time again for myself, to see Christ working in me, is it does not promote or assert itself. It lets God. It gives glory to God. It stands back. And I'm looking at my brothers and sisters that I've grown up with, some of you, and come to know some of you so well. And I'm so thankful to the Lord, the glory to glory transformation in your lives. I know you can say the same to me. You get to live with you moment by moment, but we get snapshots in time of one another, and I'm thanking God for you. You're growing up in Jesus. You are living proof of the Word of God because it's living in you. It's doing exactly what it said it would do as you yield to it. And it can't help but do it because God can't lie. His Word is true. And what His Word said it would do in you, if you would allow and yield to it, it's going to do it. You're going to be tried. It's going to be sweet to the mouth, and it's going to be bitter to the stomach. You're going to grow to a point where, you know what, you're going to be happy when you're weak. You're going to be rejoicing when you're enduring the hardness as good soldiers. Yes, you are. And it's not going to be strange. You're going to look at it and say, well, this was strange to begin with, but now I'm getting it. I'm living the Word of God. The Word of God is living in me. Praise His name, how that faith is exercised. You talk about miracles, brothers and sisters. The Red Seas are parting all around us if we'll just look to the Word of God. It's happening. And like I said, and it's a better thing. It's such a better thing right now. But see, brothers and sisters, when this love is evident and it's not trying to promote itself, instead what it does is it seeks truth in love. When it's really Christ, it seeks truth in love. It seeks the Word of God. It seeks that love in the Word of God. And it can't be anything but, because Christ, the truth, the Word, is love. And He evidenced that throughout all of His life, all of His 33 years. We touched upon it, the love upon love upon love, leading all the way to the death of the cross, brothers and sisters. How incredible, again, the infinite love of God that through all the eternities to come, it's never going to be exhausted. We're never even going to be able to fathom in all the ages to come the exceeding riches of His grace. What could begin tonight? Hallelujah. My goodness. Let's quit worrying. I appreciate that. Don't worry. Be happy. That should be us. Praise God. If we'll just awaken to who we are in Christ, we will not worry and we will be happy. How could we not? And matter of fact, the Word of God is abounding in hope. See, when this really hits our hearts, brothers and sisters, and I'm talking about hitting our heart, knowing the love of Christ. And that's the focus, and that's that high watermark in the Word there in Ephesians in that third chapter, to know the love of Christ. We're called to that. We're vessels prepared afore unto glory for that, to know the love of Christ. I'm so thankful that I, at times, am encouraged to say, Lord Jesus, I just love you. I love you. But it's all because the 99% before we get to that point, oh, you love me. And it always ends with, oh, you love me. I am my beloved's, and His desire is toward me. I love that. I'm so thankful. It's so wondrous. I was encouraged by a sister who wrote me a little letter this week, and she appreciates, you know, the fondness that that God has given me in the type of courtship that I had in my life with my wife and the different things in waiting. But in that waiting, you know, she expressed how she had waited for her husband and how in that waiting all that happened was the love for him just grew and grew and grew until the day of their wedding. And I just thought, how incredible. And then I thought, my goodness, how much after that wedding, your love in a marriage that's under the hand of God, it doesn't even compare to the time before the marriage. But after it, oh my goodness, what's to come after the marriage supper? Whew. That's why there were no more words to exhaust it. It had to end. That honeymoon time that never ends, it's not recorded. What's to come? Praise His name. You talk about ecstasy. Hallelujah. In a body like unto His own. I hope it makes you blush. It should. Should make you rejoice. Praise His name. But you think about knowing the love of Christ, brothers and sisters, that He sent a message to us, a better thing that we live under. We have a better thing. that we live at a time that we are encouraged that, honeys, I want you to be filled with all the fullness of God, every bit of it. I want you to grow up into me in all things, every single bit of it. That the mystery of Paul's gospel was fully revealed. That veil was rent in twain. That we go boldly into the Holy of Holies, where only the cherubim, hallelujah, on that mercy seat and that blood, that's all that was there. And praise God, that type, that shadow that was there, hallelujah, we've arrived. Isn't that awesome? That's exciting stuff. I don't want to get out of there. Hallelujah, that's the best place to be. Get in there and stare at the mercy seat. The mercy, that grace that brought us all of this better thing. And hallelujah, that we rejoice tonight in the message of the better thing. It's not preached, brothers and sisters. It grieves my heart that it's not. You won't hear this. But thanks be to God. In His faithfulness, He saw fit. You're not going to miss this, honeys. This is your hope. This is the high calling. This is the mark for the prize. This is what, by grace, you're going to be reaching for. This isn't a work. You're my workmanship. But praise be to God, it's the soaring as we get off that nest. Hallelujah. He bears us up on His wings. And hallelujah, He's letting us fly. Praise His name. That's what He's doing, brothers and sisters. And we're going out. We're launching out in faith. And the love of God, as we receive these things, doesn't it just thrill your heart to see the love of God in the saints? Doesn't it just, it's awesome. I'm so thankful for this place. I'm so grateful to God. This is not just some type of a feigned obedience for love. It's the real thing. People come in here and they know that we are Christians because of our love one for another. You hang around here a little bit and you're going to say, my goodness, what kind of love is that? What is going on there? Well, brothers and sisters, there's a love that's going on here that we're beginning to settle down in marriage. That we want to nurture one another, that we care for one another as the spouse, as spouses. Brothers and sisters, this is the body of Christ. And by God's grace, that we have not apprehended, but I pray that we do apprehend. That glorious body, that glorious church, that body within the body. Brothers and sisters, we're amongst, again, by His grace, ones that will make up the body of His bride. That's that love. That's that settling down in marriage. Those are the ones that truly have left the camp, and they left because they went unto Him first. And that's what's always going to happen. You'll leave the masses. You'll leave the comfortable. You'll leave the familiar. You'll just set out. You're not going to know, have a clue where you're going. But I'm with you. It don't matter. I'm happy in Jesus. Happy in Him alone. Praise God. See, that's love. That is love. And see, this love, it changes us from glory to glory into His very image. And this love, brothers and sisters, and again, we're talking about the evidences of it in our lives, that vessel truly that adds to the usefulness of the husband. There's a rest going on in this love match between the two. This is the love that nothing, no matter what the enemy is allowed, and remember that, the enemy has to allow to throw these things, to draw a bow with a fiery dart, or to throw them, whatever he's going to do, I really don't care, but it doesn't really matter because nothing deters her. Nothing gets her swaying by God's grace. It's a life if by any means. I'm so intoxicated with His love for me, I'm going. It's so good, I have to go so long. I love you all, but I'm not even going to stay the night here. You know I love you, but I've got to go. He's leaving now. This isn't something, well, you know, we're getting up a group to go tonight to heaven, but I got to get some things straight. What is the matter with you? And brothers and sisters, we need to be living like that all the time. Lord, lay aside every weight. It's time to fly now. God, I don't want to be distracted with the things of this life, no matter how pressing, good, or what I think that the relationship might be. You're my head. You're my relationship. It's God first. That's it. Quit trying to categorize. Well, it's this, then it's this, then it's this. I know a lot of sweet Christians that try to do that. You'll confuse yourself. You'll think you got it going. It might be years, and then it's going to all come apart. I promise you it will. It's just God first, and then everything sets right. It's amazing how he does it. He's a multitasker. I don't know how it does it, but he just does. He's ahead. He supplies everything. It all comes from him. See, those are the thoughts of man. They're going to organize something. This is an organism. It just is. I can testify of it. You'll be so much more effective, efficient, all of those things. He'll cause you to do things that, again, you can't even imagine if you'll just trust him. All right. The trials in the light of this love become light afflictions only for a moment as we rejoice in the far exceeding eternal weight of glory. As sister said, I guess that really didn't matter much. And I thought it was so life important. Isn't that amazing? Things you thought you couldn't live without. And as you're growing in the Lord, how much more living you're living now. Amen? Yeah. Praise his name. And the evidence of it all, brothers and sisters, is a growing passion. It really becomes a state of delirium. And that's why we need to be the much more around one another, because at least we get some that won't look and shake their head at us too often. But truly hearts that pant after him. And then here comes the second grace. And we'll kind of move through these next two, and I think we can get through a couple more tonight. Joy abounds as this love hits. You can't help but be joyous. You know that. When you're in love, there's a joy. Can't stop it. It's just boom, 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 boom. It's evident. It's on your face. True love is such a passion. You're joyous. Brother was talking about when he was over in the service. And he had quite a girl, and everybody knew who his girl was, and they'd never met her, but they met that picture. They knew her really well, and yet they'd never spoken to her, but he spoke her through his heart. Everybody knew about her because he loved her so. He lived joy in the heart of the jungle in Vietnam. Amazing stuff. And again, brothers and sisters, that's just natural love. And let me tell you something, we're in a jungle, we're in a wilderness, we're in a desert, we're in a valley, we're on mountaintops, we're all over the place. And if this love doesn't just, not just sustain us, but be really the joy unspeakable and full of glory in our hearts, we're in trouble. But that's what his love does. It becomes our joy unspeakable and full of glory. I was thinking, brothers and sisters, you know, the mansion is great, the crystal sea is awesome, the streets of gold I'm sure are going to be breathtaking. Those are all of the benefits toward me, and they're every single one of them, but it's his love. It's his love that surpasses everything. It's just his love. Lord, I'm so thankful that you saw fit that I'm going to need these things for some reason, but I'm so thankful that you've given me a vision that all I need is you. Amen. Amen. That's what it's about. I'm not going to heaven to go to heaven. I'm going to heaven to be with Jesus. I'm going to heaven to see him and never take my eyes off of him. I'm going to be full of eyes, and I'm sure every one of them is going to be on him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's wonderful. But see, it's happening now. See, again, that I know that I'm my beloved's and his desire is toward me. Isn't that wonderful that you know that? Isn't it wonderful that you rejoice in that I am my beloved's? I'm glad that she was able to say it at one time that, you know, that I love him and that he's my desire and all of these different things. That's great. But what covers all, I'm his and I'm his alone. And praise be to God, he is for me. Now, brothers and sisters, it's just, like I say, beyond how he does. But he's just crazy about us. His every breath is about us. His inheritance, hallelujah, is us. His love, his life. Get it that he is all for me. And see, brothers and sisters, in that, that is the joy of the Lord. That's the joy stride. That's the race winner that finishes with a full joy. That's that one. And it's because of the empowering of His love for her. See, it's not the ruling and reigning. It's not the seated in the midst of the throne. It's all a treasure to me. And I am so thankful for it because it's His desire for me. He wants that for my life. He has a plan for that. And that's incredibly awesome because there is something about this glorified together with Christ. That she is His equal, that she is His mate. That she will take that place that truly they complete one another. I mean, this is God again we're talking about. It should be, how can it be? How can it be? Because He just is lovely. He's just amazing. Again, that we can be that to Him. That's what He sees in us. That's what He sees in us. That's what He wants in us. And brothers and sisters, you talk about from joy to a peace that floods the soul because we have love and joy and peace. See, knowing and rejoicing in this desire that He has for us and this desire that will never change. That desire never changes. Do you know that? It never, ever changes. In ages past, before He set a star in heaven, that desire, that's what did it all. That passion, that love, for God so loved. And this is the love we're talking about. Praise God, this is what this plan is about. Son, it's not good for man to live alone. What a wondrous, beautiful statement. But I rest in that it can never change. I rest in absolutely that I can't be separated from the love of God. That I cannot be anything but highly favored, invited, welcomed, expected. There's a pleading, son, I'm looking and longing for you to come home if I'm at the state of the prodigal. That's that rest. And I rest so much, brothers and sisters, that the Word of God, as it works in my life, I cease from my own works. Can you imagine that? I cease from trying and I start living by faith, allowing the work of His workmanship to mold me and to make me after His very perfect will. When I say that I cease from my own works, I'm talking about anything that starts to come into my mind that I could conceive about what I can do or what I could merit more in favor to Him. See, brothers and sisters, I'm finding that those are the weights that I need to lay aside. And let this mind be in you, honey. I've done it. I've taken care of all of it. I just want you to grow up in my love. Oh, I pray we're getting it. That He completely does it all. That it's His thoughts that, Lord, take my reins. Take me, lead me, show me, complete me into all Your perfect and complete will. The moment, brothers and sisters, I believe that all expectations are only Him is the last time we'll see this earth. And then like Him. Confidence without wavering, drawing nigh in full assurance of faith, believing Him. Sitting at His feet, brothers and sisters, are we sitting there tonight? And I'm talking about washing them with our tears because we should be crying a lot. Joy, sorrow, whatever them tears are, just wash His feet. He loves it. Just stay right there. Nothing better, nothing sweeter, just a complete surrender. A life, brothers and sisters, that as John rested his head upon his breast, we become so restful that, as it says in Proverbs, that the heart of the husband doth safely trust in her. That heart of that husband, as you rest in Him, safely trusts in you. And I pray that you get this picture tonight as you go to sleep, as you rest your head upon his breast, and as the heart of the husband does safely trust, his head begins to drop on hers. And there's an embrace that occurs. And brothers and sisters, you talk about the love, the joy, and the peace. And that's only because of the grace of God that allows us to walk in the Spirit. And that is the fruit. And praise his name. What glory we give to him. What praise and honor and thanks we give to him. All because of his great love for us. So I believe we can live joyfully and triumphantly. And I believe we can rest. And I believe we can rest and cease from our own works, brothers and sisters, just as God did from his, and know that it is well. My son has it. Jesus Christ has us. We're his. We're bought with a price. We are not our own. We are his masterpieces of grace. Praise the Lord. Let's stand and be dismissed.